The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
We're going to have a content warning for this break because we are going to be talking about Jay-Z's former accuser. So it's going to involve discussion surrounding sexual assault. But before we get into that, I know all you true crime fans have been very invested in this Gene Hackman story. And there is a famous forensic pathologist that isn't involved in the case, but he is giving his predictions as to what he thinks happened in Gene Hackman and his wife's passing.
But again, he has nothing to do with the investigation.
Nothing to do with the case. He is just giving his opinion. Mm-hmm. So if you remember the details, Gene Hackman was found in his kitchen. They had allegedly been there for about 9 days before they were discovered. His wife was in the bathroom, surrounded by pills next to a space heater, and their dog also passed because it was stuck in the crate. And of course, it was about 2 weeks before they were even discovered. Two other dogs were found on the site of their home totally fine. So a lot of reports have come out saying they're ruling out carbon monoxide. But right now, this guy named Dr. Michael Baden, who is a forensic pathologist, is making his predictions as to what he thinks may have happened based off of the evidence that we know so far about Gene Hackman.
Because I know out the gate, everybody was like, had to be carbon monoxide.
It just makes the most sense. Like, you found two people in completely two separate parts of the house, both on the floor, passed out. You've got to assume it's got to have something to do with carbon monoxide.
But it wasn't.
So given the evidence, this doctor, Dr. Michael Baden, is saying that the evidence they got from Gene's pacemaker says that he may have suffered a cardiac arrest and then collapsed. So then he's saying, well, Betsy was found in the floor of the bathroom surrounded by pills. She may have then run to the bathroom and then to get Gene's blood pressure medication and then fallen herself. Or it is also possible that she had a cardiac event of her own. It wasn't known that she had any kind of bad health reports, but
again, this is speculation.
Yeah, again, speculation. All this is just speculating as to what happened. She was 65, also under severe stress, so it's possible that that could have happened, or it could have just been an accidental fall which caused her to hit her head. There was no evidence as to blunt force trauma, but she could have suffered some kind of internal injury like a brain bleed that didn't leave any kind of mark. And of course, the dog passed away from either dehydration or starvation, which is also just awful and sad and devastating. But that's right. That's kind of this running theory happening amongst some of the experts on the internet who are weighing in.
I'm wondering how long the autopsies are going to take and they're going to come out with like a concise cause of death.
I'm pretty sure this takes like 2, 3, 4 weeks at least.
Because I know the toxicology test takes a while too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know they're going to want to get it right just because this is such a high profile case. So they're probably going to run it a couple of times, run it back and make sure that they've got everything right so that more people on the internet don't start just speculating about these people's deaths. All right. Jay-Z is suing his former sexual assault accuser, claiming she's now admitted that her story was false. So weeks after the lawsuit against Jay-Z and also Sean Combs was dropped, this alleged that she was sexually assaulted by Jay-Z and Sean Combs as well in 2000 at an MTV after party. And it has since been dropped. And Jay-Z is saying in this lawsuit that Jane Doe has voluntarily admitted directly to Jay-Z's team that he did not assault her. And the attorney behind this, Tony Busby, who is behind all of those civil cases against Sean Combs, that he pushed her to make those allegations. It's basically saying this was all a bunch of trumped up charges, piling on all of these allegations and rumors that were swirling, pushed by Tony Busby, who was just trying to make a profit off of Sean Combs and Jay-Z's reputations and the rumors surrounding them.
So I obviously hate this for Jay-Z if false allegations were out there and were attacking his character, right? But in addition to that, I hate this so much for every woman who has a legitimate allegation of assault. And I'm going to read this because I think it's important, because then all it takes is this one high profile case to be like, see, it happens. And yes, it does happen. But from the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, when it comes to false reporting of an assault, 2 to 8% of all allegations are false. That's 2 to 8% too much. Yes. But I do want to stress that when a woman or man comes out and has a claim of assault, anywhere from 98 to 92% of those are true. This instance, I hope, isn't going to be like a poster child case of, you know, you can't believe allegations. But I do hate this for Jay-Z, and I hate this for his family and that his kids had to go through this.
Yeah, I think that Jay-Z is doing exactly what he should do. I know a lot of men who have been falsely accused of things, and what you learn is that the apology is never as loud as the accusations, and the way that the media covers it is typically never as loud on the end of it as well. So to me, I think it should be a crime to falsely accuse somebody of something, of anything really, but definitely of something of this magnitude, and especially when it's proven, there's something should happen. Like, action should be taken so that this does not continue to happen to people, because it does happen more than people like to admit.
It is a crime.
Of course. It is a crime.
It is a crime. So is she going to be fully pursued as it being a crime?
I think it may be up to, I don't know if it's up to the law enforcement or if it's up to the court system or if it's up to the victim. In this case, it would be Jay-Z. But false accusations can be a crime, and both the accused and accuser can face legal consequences.
I think that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm. And of course, he's specifically going after her for defamation, amongst other things. But I think it's also important to note, and obviously we have no idea who's innocent, who's not innocent, but these are two of the most powerful men in Hollywood with all of the resources and money in the world. It is possible that maybe they threatened her behind the scenes, if she didn't drop the case, something may happen to her. And I think that's also just adding to the tragedy of this whole thing, whether it's his reputation that's been ruined falsely or if this woman has been silenced into dropping her case. For more stories, head to The Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.